Okay, just had a bunch of coffee, a bunch of ideas are flowing, but I want to talk about how your message is received. Hopefully in a year or two of doing this podcast, I'll be much more clear and much more concise with what I talk about, but I just want to say, when people hear your message, if they hear it wrong, it was right to them. If you say something, even if you were completely right and everything you said was true, and they heard it wrong, that's still on you. That's your fault. You got to take responsibility for it. And sometimes it's hard because some people just really don't want to believe. They really don't want to listen to you. They really don't want to hear what you have to say. But it's still your fault. You must have done something along the line that made your message harder. And I'm learning this. I had to learn this the hard way. And made me want to never let that happen again. So I always want to have the right message at the right time. And the only way to do that is to practice, is to role play, is to put yourself in those positions or situations in a practice setting. So that way when it comes time to actually do it, you know what to say and what to do. And yeah, this is about messaging. And it works when you're talking to potential clients too. Got to understand where they're at so you can bring them to where you need them to be in order to make the sale. And if that sounds crazy, then you might want to keep searching for a different podcast, because over here we're pretty crazy and we want to help people. So when people have a product or an opportunity and they aren't getting the desired outcome, you have to pull them to the point where they understand, I need to make a change so that way I can achieve the outcome that I'm missing. Let's say you own a gym and people are unfit and they want to feel better. Until they walk into that gym, you don't have the opportunity to sell them and bring them to the point of realization that they can achieve the result that they want. You can do this through advertising though, but if they walk into the gym willingly, that gives you an opportunity to say, hey, or alternatively, like I used to walk into the shoe store to buy shoes because I used to, you know, growing up, we used to go to Foot Locker and stuff and go to the mall to go get new shoes. So we walked into the store knowing that we wanted to buy new shoes, knowing that we needed new shoes. But yeah, I don't know, just a quick thought of the day on the process of selling and the messaging. Hope this helps anyone. If it finds you, I hope it finds you having a good day. I hope you're having success today. And yeah, thank you. Bye.